Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Feels Good EP by Feels. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Loading! Feels Good EP is 8 songs deep and it runs 21 minutes 17 seconds. It was released under DC Talent Agency with exclusive license to Warner Records Inc. It has 2 collabos, which is Davido and Benson, formerly known as Buju. It also has multiple producer placements. Straight out the blocks, we see the waterfall release strategy at play. Feels Good, like I said, is 8 songs deep, and of the 8 songs, 4 have already been released beforehand. You have Finesse, the mammoth hit, career-defining song with Buju, well, Benson, and you also have Electricity with Davido. Both of these songs were released in 2022. Finesse was actually early 2022, like around February, March, thereabouts. And then Ballin was released in December last year, and then Stand By You was released only a couple of weeks back in January. And of course, we're seeing many artists do this because it gives them a leg up when they release projects like EPs or albums, because they can leverage the streams that have already been made on these releases. So pretty cool stuff from Feels, just going with the trends. Because of this, I did have an idea of what the general overall tempo of this project was likely going to be, because that's 50% already given up, and I think I was right. It's mid-tempo Afro beats, and I mean, it just goes with Feels's style, and he's got 2 big hits already courtesy of that style. So as the wise ones do say, do not fix it unless it's broken. On Feels Good, Feels does stay that lane, which is the love song, soft love song that goes into the mid-tempo range. And it suits him very, very well. So looking at a song like Feels Like Summer, there's something super catchy about it. Easy chorus, and I actually do blame CK. Ever since CK scored that worldwide phenomenal hit in Love Non Titi, what's happened is the wordless harmony choruses have become a thing. And I don't blame anybody for doing this either, because there's something there. There's just something there. It's the feeling of the song. And Feels Like Summer kind of taps into that a little bit. Feels Like Summer is a feel-good vibe, but it's a very naughty song when you actually, you know, break down the lyrics. When he's like, come on, mommy, let me give you your pacifier. What do you think the pacifier is, honestly? Anyway, it's well sung, and I think this one could do some nice things. Another new song on this EP is Pablo Escobar, and this one's catchy. It's got that 5 snare or 5 rim pattern, that pa, 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 pa. And it just goes the whole way. The interesting thing is the song doesn't necessarily, you know, graduate into like kicks and all that. It's just light. And I really liked this one. Again, very well sung on Feels' part, and, you know, backing vocals and everything, solid. Then moving to a faster paced song, which is Emilayemi. And that one's a, oh, that's a good vibe, man. Feel good type song. It reminded me of Booga by Kiss Daniel. It really sounds in that lane that it's like Afro really fused with Amapiano, but more to the Afro side, dancey Afro side. And that's that lane. You play this song and you play Booga after it, or Booga before it, it just sounds like it flows for sure. And it is a formula for a hit, particularly from that local Nigerian side. Now, it got me thinking, in the track listing, Electricity, which is kinda Afro-piano as well, is track 4 and this one is track 7. I really think the track listing should have switched, electricity probably as track 6, and it would have flowed way better as a project, because when you jump from a song like Feels Like Summer, which is again the slow to mid-tempo, and then it goes to a bit of a faster pace with electricity, but then it kind of slows down again on Finesse. And then even it slows down even more on Pablo Escobar, and then picks up again on Emila Yemi. It doesn't really gel as a just the sequencing, in my opinion. So that's the only thing I would change. The music is fantastic, but that sequencing, I think, to just make that journey more seamless, I think that's the one change I would make. And that way, everything would just flow to the last song of the EP, Ewele, which is in that kind of tempo as well. So, yeah, overall, I think Feels Good is a fantastic EP. It's great to see such big hits on this EP and songs that are set to light up the dance floors in 2023. And it will be interesting to see which one of the four songs is really going to pick up. In my opinion, I think Emila Yemi could be the one. It's really got that thing. But Feels Like Summer could do some damage as well. I'm glad I gave this EP a listen. Feels' style is certified, and he's got his sound, no doubt. And he's got the hit-making capability as well. It's a no-skips EP for me, easy to listen to start to finish, and you can pick out some solid hits out there. I think I will give it a 7 out of 10. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dane Dane.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music.